All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request, text, or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shachlach from the Intlakemich territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkana, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have some co-hosts in the house with us. We have our brother, Wegedesk. Yes. We have our president of Minnetonka Park Association. And yeah, it's going to be an awesome show. Our subject is going to be on human growth. And we have some awesome music coming up for you guys. We have Dozer, we have Kin Buffalo, we have Teddy, we have Brant Bjork, and if we have time, Lucas Imbriaba. So stay tuned for all that. We have our regular guests with us. Of course, we have our brother Wegedesk, our high diving champion. We have some special guests that we will be trying to bring in today, which is Sagaj and his daughter Gemdin, if we're able to get a hold of them. And also, of course, our president, Celia, and also my brother Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkana, BC, and our production manager, Lady Faima. So stay tuned. We're going to get on with our show right now. We're going to play you some music from Dozer and their song called Big Sky Theory. So stay tuned. Hang on.
Buckle
up. This is a good one. Yeah. Here it is. Big Sky Dozer. Oh, just a minute. There you go.
Your men will turn into machines. Is that the letter of intent? And still we march right into war, like serpents trying to feel the warmth. And soon it all will just implode. This nuclear storm will leave you
back. That was some pretty heavy stuff, man. Heavy lyrics and heavy music, man. Just the way we like it. And that was Dozer and their song called Big Sky Theory, and that was from their album Through the Eyes of Heathens. So man, that was pretty powerful stuff.
Good start to the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'd like to start our show off right, and we'd like to ask our brother Wegedus to please and thank you lead us through some deep breaths.
Of course, my pleasure, Chief. My favorite part of living is breathing. And so as we breathe in through our nose, let's think about and feel all the things that we're grateful for. Maybe the summer weather, maybe our friends and family, maybe the food that we eat, whatever it is, whatever makes you happy. Let's breathe that into the body. And on that exhale, just let everything go. That's our time to cleanse and just let it all wash over your body like somebody's pouring a bucket of cold water over your head. And let's get ready for three nice deep breaths. We'll relax our jaw, we'll relax our shoulders, our belly, our toes, maybe our fingertips. Just get nice and jelly here. And on the count of three, let's go in through the nose. One, two, three. Two more, all the way in. Nice. One more. Lots of appreciation. And gratitude. Thank you, body. Thank you for everything you do for us, eh?
Yeah, man. That's so awesome. Always getting that beautiful oxygen in our lungs and into our brains and getting us all fired up and ready for our subject, which is on human growth. And we'd like to hear from you, Wegedesk. What do you have on human growth?
Absolutely, Chief. Another great topic, especially considering our show is all about human empowerment and human growth, you know, and essentially growth to me, especially for humans, is progress, because we as humans are kind of like this unique tool of the universe that can kind of get anything done. Some humans are good at math, some humans are good at music, some humans are good at speaking, some humans are good at building things. Mm-hmm. And no matter what it is, as a human, we have to keep learning. We have to keep evolving. There's just no way we can, you know, say, oh, I'm done, I'm good, I'm just not going to change anymore, because we kind of are in this world that's constantly turning. And so for me, human growth has a lot to do with acknowledging what my current values are today and acknowledging how I can make them better. And just rinse and repeat every day, man. Every day, every day, every day. I was hanging out with some new people the other day, and it came like I kind of invented this riddle. You know, I was like, you know, okay, guys, where is God the most powerful out of anywhere in the universe? And the people I was with was like, Jerusalem? I'm like, closer. United States, closer. Canada, closer. Here, closer. You, closer. Me, yes, you got it. You know, and so like that's this great idea that we always have the best values we can at the time. God's always doing his best. Every individual is always doing their best. And then we can also do better as well. And so to take the values that we have now, really appreciate them and improve them so that we appreciate everything that we have in our life a little bit more every single day. And I guess for me, human growth is improved appreciation, greater gratitude, greater, you know, not just when things are easy, but when things are tough, because that's when it's the most valuable and will always be tested. And so not only to be able to feel super appreciative and super grateful, but to remember to feel those things when it's difficult to do so.
Very beautiful. It for myself, it brought me to like one of the philosophies that I try to live by, which is to make my good better and my better best. And let us not rest, and that was part of it. Let us not rest until our good is better and our better is best.
Love
cool.
it.
And that's something that I realize that it kind of boosts me through a lot of stuff that I'm doing, whether it's work, whether it's like improving myself mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and even physically. And these are things that can help us as human beings grow into better human beings and make this world a wonderful, beautiful place that it should be. And it's something that we can pass down to the next generations. And it's important to do so. It's going to be something that helps us survive as a species and not go extinct, because it's looking kind of like we're going to go extinct very soon. So just the way that we're affecting our own environment, like, you know, the weather's all crazy and whacked, and you know, the same thing that happened to the dinosaurs can easily happen to us too. And it's like we're in the driver's seat. And we have the opportunity to fix it and be the change that we want to see. And That's one of the things I remember you used to bring up to me all the time. And I kind of like realized that, yeah, that's true. You know, we got to be the change that we want to see, and we can.
Uh-huh.
And it starts with us as individuals. We can do it. So
100%. Yeah. Well said, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we'll carry on with our program. We will get to our president. but we're going to carry on. And we have our special guests coming up, Sagaj and Gemdin. If we can't speak to them, we're going to try to get a hold of them. But I picked out a very nice song for them. And this one is from Kin Buffalo. And the name of the song is called Burning. And it's got some pretty strong lyrics in there too. And so we're gonna go to that, and we'll try our technology and get with our other brother and niece coming up. So stay tuned, everyone. Here's Kin Buffalo and Burning. Enjoy, everybody. All right, we're back. That was Kin Buffalo. The name of the song was Burning, and that was dedicated to Sagaj and his daughter, Gemden. And we have him on the line with us. Sagaj is one of my close brothers. He's from the Mi'kmaq people. He's a veteran of the United States Army, as well as the Canadian Army, and very experienced. He's a survival teacher, a survivalist teacher, and very knowledgeable. And his daughter went through a major medical crisis. And welcome to the program, Sagaj.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. We would like to inform the rest of the listeners and world, as well as ourselves, on the issues that Gemden had, and just to inform us and give us some information on how she survived and what developed as you went through it with her.
Okay. So this could be a pretty long story, but I'll try to summarize. Roughly, I'm going to say as far back as fall of 2002, Gemden was starting to show some symptoms that the doctors couldn't figure out. There was a lot of fatigue issues, all kinds of issues related to the muscles in her face. And over the months, it got worse and worse. It got to the point where she really couldn't swallow when she ate. And then she started having breathing issues. So this became very concerning. And it wasn't until August of 2023 before we finally got a chance to see a neurologist. And the neurologist, like, immediately saw for what it was. And it's an autoimmune disease called myasthenia gravis. And what it does is it gets your own body to attack the receptors between your nerves and your muscles. So your muscles don't get the message that's being sent through your nerves. So one of the really kind of big dangers behind this is when it gets to the point, because it goes through stages, but when it gets to the point where the muscles in your chest aren't receiving the message to continue to keep breathing. So for Gemden's situation, she got that far where she started having real problems with her breathing. When she was sitting with the neurologist, she could only count to six before running out of breath. And I really got to give credit to the neurologist. She did a great job immediately identifying what it was. So we had to take her into the children's hospital, to the emergency ward, and get her admitted right away. So they started treatments after that. And Gemden's, they call it MG for short, myasthenia gravis MG. Her MG was at a later stage. I think there's five stages total. And she was somewhere around stage three, stage four, I believe it was. So the severity was pretty bad. But as she got treatment throughout the fall of 2023, it looked better. Things seems like, you know, the medication, the treatments, all of it was going quite well. But then her and I went on a trip in February. We went to go catch a concert in Toronto. But when we came back, we were both sick. We caught influenza A. And apparently her flu triggered what they call an MG crisis. So within hours of starting to show symptoms, she went from just basic flu symptoms immediately to pneumonia. And it was bad, quick. Like, it's alarming how fast this really hit her. So she was already having a really hard time that very first day of showing symptoms, really hard time of breathing. There was so much secretion buildup. So we went to the hospital, called an ambulance, went to the hospital. And when we got there, they immediately had to put on the respirator. And they were already starting to look at how are they going to treat this, because it's like an advanced pneumonia. And if I remember correctly, so at the same time I was sick too, so I remember bits and pieces. I had high fever and I was pretty messed up. And it only took 24 hours, and they put her on, they switched the respirator, and they put her on the oral one, the one that has a tube that goes down the mouth. And the respirator was at 100%, because the earlier respirator